RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo opens Indonesian Crab Expo. BKPN affirms President Joko Widodo's visit to Hong Kong is to attract investment. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday opened the annual International Handicraft Trade Fair, or INACRAB, at the Jakarta Convention Center, JCC, in South Jakarta. The handicraft exhibit will run through April 30 and involved 1,392 participants. He expressed his appreciation for the progress Indonesian handicraft and craft industry had made and hoped relevant businesses will continue to contribute significantly to the Indonesian economy. Other aspects of the craft industry that can be further developed include music, movies, digital programming, and fashion edit. INACRAB takes inspiration from Yogyakarta this year with the theme from smart villages to the global market, despite 12% decline in the global craft industry to $46.8 billion. Indonesia must still expand its position in the market. This was stated by Trade Minister Enggar Tiarto. Lukita, Indonesian market share in the international craft market currently stands at 1.41%. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo's plan to visit Hong Kong is aimed at attracting investment. This was seen by Chief of Investment Coordinating Board BKPN Thomas Trikasilembon on Wednesday. He said that Hong Kong plays an important role as a financial center in the Asia-Pacific region and a hub for manufacturing industry in mainland China. He added that China's government has adopted One Belt, One Road program as an integrated Eurasia economic zone, which will develop infrastructure stretching from East Africa, Europe, the Middle East, and South Asia, Southeast Asia to China. Thomas also pointed out that President Joko Widodo's planned visit to Hong Kong is also important because the territory serves as a gateway to South China, which is known as a hub for manufacturing industries. South China, known as the Pearl River Delta, has several global manufacturing centers, including Shenzhen and Guangzhou. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the start of construction of Simple Flat, or Rusunawi, for people of the low-income group in South Tangerang Banten province on Thursday. The president arrived at the location of the ceremony to inaugurate the construction of Rusunawi at 9 a.m. Western Indonesia Standard Time. At the location, President Joko Widodo pressed a button to sound a resident for a while to mark the commencement of construction of flats for people of the low-income group. On the occasion, the head of state was accompanied by Menpora Minister Hanif Dakiri, Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyo, Letnan Banten Governor Nata Irawan, and Mayor of South Tangerang Airin Rahmidiani. In the meantime, Minister Dakiri said that the government is currently developing 6,000 Rusunami as part of a 1 million housing program for communities belonging to the low-income group. Minister Dakiri hopes that the construction of the plaques would be completed in 2 years. The government will continue to evaluate regulation considered to have hampered investment. This was stated by Chief of Capital Coordinating, Capital Investment Coordinator BKPN Thomas Lebon on Tuesday. President Joko Widodo had announced there were 23 ministerial regulations that are considered to be restrictive on investment and business. Thomas added that the government is discussing intensively possible revocation of 23 ministerial regulations and a number of other regulations. He also said that in the past 5 years, the spirit of deregulation has begun to slacken off amid the lack of momentum of economic reform, adding the condition contributed to the restriction on investment. He quoted the president as saying that the new regulation, instead of contributing to acceleration, had discouraged investment and restricted business expansion. Thomas also pointed out the condition next year is addressing to meet high targets for investment in 2017 and 2018. Bank Indonesia BI predicted that Indonesian inflation would not be too high this month, with falling prices of food stopped amid harvest time. The inflation in April is expected not too high as a result of the harvest time. It was stated by head of the Monetary Economic Policy Department of the Central Bank, Dodi Budi Wahyo. The minister prices might increase as a result of the government's plan to raise the electricity tariff in June next year, but falling prices of food stopped would keep the inflation low, Dodi said on Tuesday. Last month, the country had an inflation of 0.02% as set by the Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS. BPS said that inflation was also attributable to falling prices of a number of foodstuffs like rice, red chili, garlic, eggs, and fresh fishes. The last item, State Secretary of Indonesian Papit Senawangi held the 9th Congress at Pewayangan Keutamaan Building in Tamamini, Indonesia, East Jakarta, on Wednesday. The Congress, with the theme Enhancing the Role of Profit in the Nation and Character Building, was attended by and opened by Directly Minister of Education and Culture, Professor Muhajir Effendi. In his opening speech, he hopes that Senawangi could explore the cultural concept in order to protect the philosophy and values of Indonesian nation from transnational ideologies, so Indonesia does not lose its footing.
Saya kira menarik sebetulnya kalau dari Senawangi ini bisa menggali konsep-konsep baik itu budaya.
I think it's interesting if Senawangi can explore concepts, especially culture. Now we are in a crisis of philosophies, especially philosophy of our power that is being profited from transnational ideologies that increasingly seem to enter to Indonesia. Because we are no longer leading and ruling the twin philosophy that rooted in culture and value that exists in Indonesia.
Yang berakar dari budaya, tata nilai yang ada di Indonesia ini.
Minister Muhajir further said that he also invites the cultural philosophies and activities to be concerned and eager to deepen the hidden sites under natural consciousness of the nation's polemic and rehabilitate them in a new form as the foothold of nation and state. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia?
3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Listener commentary today entitled Highlighting a Discourse to Move the Capital City. The governor of Indonesia is re-highlighting a discourse to move the state capital city from Jakarta in Java to Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. The discourse about moving the state capital re-emerged when President Joko Widodo made a walking visit to Palangkaraya about a year ago. At the time, many people requested that the president should realize the transfer of the state capital from Jakarta to Palangkaraya. The emergence of the name of Palangkaraya as a new capital candidate was also initiated by Indonesia's first president Sukarno when he first launched a development milestone in this city on July 17, 1957. Sukarno once planned that the capital city should be moved to Palangkaraya. The then discourse of moving the capital to Palangkaraya disappeared, but it appeared again when Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono took office in 2013. Palangkaraya became the main option of the capital movement. Finally, President Joko Widodo highlighted this discourse. The National Planning and Development Agency Bappenas is now reviewing the possibility of moving the capital city from Jakarta to Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Head of Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, says that the study will be completed by 2019. There are several reasons why the discourse is raised again. Firstly, Jakarta is getting more narrow and crowded. The traffic congestion becomes an indicator of density in Jakarta. Secondly, the island of Kalimantan, where the city of Palangkaraya is located, is not prone to earthquakes. One of the criteria of the city candidate that can replace Jakarta as the capital city is to have the possibility of least natural disaster and the availability of huge land controlled by the state. As a result, there is no more land acquisition. So what about the business activities that are currently more centered in Jakarta? Apparently, head of Bappenas Bambang Brojonegoro views that Palangkaraya will only become the center of government and Jakarta remains the business hub. The business center cannot be moved because it depends on the market or market demand. The positive aspect of moving the state capital to Palangkaraya is the equity of economic activities. So far, the economic activities are only centered in Java, especially in Jakarta. With the movement of the capital to Palangkaraya, it is expected to grow a new economic center. But the government has to think about the cost issue. The movement of the capital requires a great amount of money. President Joko Widodo requests that the removal of the capital does not use the entire state budget or APBN. To move the state capital is certainly not easy to carry out like turning a palm. It does need a comprehensive study. The most important thing is that the government has to consider the impact on the society and the state in terms of economic, social, and political spheres. It's expected that the moving of this state capital will not bring about heavy burden for the government and not pose unrest in the community, especially the residents in Jakarta. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on April 27, 1960 when Togo gained its independence. Togo is a country in West Africa bordered by Ghana to the west, Benin to the east, and Burkina Faso to the north. From the 11th to the 16th century, various tribes entered the region from all directions. From the 16th century to the 18th century, the coastal region was a major trading center for Europeans to search for slaves, earning Togo and the surrounding regions the name the Slave Coast. In 1884, Germany declared Togoland a protectorate. After World War I, the rule over Togo was transferred to France. Togo gained its independence from France in 1960. The next event is that in 1961, where Sierra Leone gained its independence. Sierra Leone is a country in West Africa. It is a constitutional republic with a directly elected president and unicameral legislature. Sierra Leone became an independent nation on April 27, 1961 from Britain, led by Sir Milton Margay, who was elected by landslide as the first prime minister of the new nation under parliamentary government. And the next event was in 1963 about Indonesian Penitentiary Day. Indonesian Penitentiary Day is one of historical days for elements of the criminal justice system in Indonesia. This date has been a great conception about guidance of prisoners based on correctional system, which was initiated by Professor Saharjo S.H. Behind many negative stories about penitentiary, recovery was actually in all aspects, which were begun with conception of society by Professor Saharjo. He said that the duty of imprisonment is not just carried out the punishment, but also to heavily return people who were sentenced amidst the society. Furthermore, the implementation of penitentiary system is much strengthened by Law No. 12, 1995 about penitentiary. And listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Women in the Frontline in the Asian Free Market. Stay tuned. Indonesian women are at the forefront players in the era of the free market of the Asian Economic Community, AEC. This proves from the current economic fact that about 80% of small, micro and medium enterprises in Indonesia are women, who have proven the importance of guidance and encouragement of women as business actors. This was affirmed by Marianne Kianda as chairman of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs Indonesia, IWAPI, of Pekanbaru to Radio Republik Indonesia in an interview to celebrate Kartini Day 2017 last Friday. She said that in the era of the AEC, her side continues to strengthen the economic independence of women because the potential is huge. Marianne Kianda said that Indonesian women should not feel inferior to businessmen. If women dare to face business competitions in the country, they also dare to compete against men. In addition, women have to master the skills in management, flexibility in dealing with banks and investors, and knowledge of industrial waste processing technology. especially in the midst of competition of global market and Asian free market. She also said that the entrepreneurial potentials developed by women can also support the expansion of employment. Because from the aspect of employment, AEC provides a great opportunity for job seekers with a variety of skills needs. AEC is also a good opportunity for entrepreneurs looking for qualified workers for business development. In the interview with RRI Pekanbaru at the commemoration of Kartini Day 2017, Niken Widyaningrum, who is the head of health section of TNI of the Indonesian Air Force Hospital Pekanbaru, First Lieutenant Niken explained that the present and future Indonesian women have to be more advanced and working for themselves, their family, nation, and their country, and even for the world. This is reflected in the data as presented by the head of Central Statistic Agency BPS of Riau Province, Adian Gultom. He admitted that based on BPS data in August 2016, the number of female workers in Indonesia reached around 36.25%, and the number of male workers about 58.15%. Of the 36.25% of female labor force, most of them work in the informal sector such as trade, agriculture, and service. Those nowadays, many Indonesian women have contributed to work and become the backbone of the family. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here in News in Brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday opened the annual International Handicraft Trade Fair, or INACRAF, at Jakarta Convention Center, GCC, in South Jakarta. The handicraft exhibit will run through April 30 and impart 1,392 participants. President Joko Widodo's plan to visit Hong Kong is aimed at attracting investment. This was stated by Chief of Investment Coordinating Board PKP and Thomas Trikasi Lembon on Wednesday. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the start of construction simple flats, or Rusunami, for people of the low-income group in South Tangerang Banten province on Tuesday. The government will continue to evaluate regulations considered to have hampered investment. This was stated by Chief of Capital Investment Coordinating Board BKB and Thomas Lembon on Tuesday. Bank Indonesia BI predicted that Indonesian inflation would not be too high this month with falling prices of foodstuffs amid harvest time. The inflation in April is expected not too high as a result of a harvest time. State Secretary of Indonesian Papi Senawangi held the 9th Congress at Pewayangan Keutamaan Building at Tamami Indonesia East Jakarta on Wednesday. The Congress with the theme Enhancing the Role of the Papi Indonesian and Character Building was attended and opened directly by Minister of Education and Culture Professor Muhajir Effendi. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia?
3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we invite you to travel with us to North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, marine tourism is a significant tourist attraction of Indonesia. As an island nation, marine tourism is spread in various regions across Indonesia. One of those regions in Gunung Sitoli City, Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Gunung Sitoli is the oldest and largest city in the Nias Island. With a beautiful beach panorama, traditional Nias houses, and historical relics of megalith stones scattered in every district, this area of Indonesia is a special attraction for tourists. The city also offers beautiful beach to hang out and enjoy the sun. The 9 most popular beach are the Nusa Lima Beach, Malaika, Marina, Simanaire, Lauwamaru, Bunda, Muara Indah, Carlita, and Hoya. And now we'll take you to see the beauty of Hoya Beach. Listener, Hoya Beach is located in the North Sumatra district of North Gunung Sitoli. It is located in Gunung Sitoli City, about 15 km north of the downtown. Time from the capital city of Gunung Sitoli is about 25 minutes traveling via a two-wheeled vehicle or 4. To get there, from Medan, you can travel by sea, which takes about 8 to 9 hours from Sibolga to Gunung Sitoli. Daily ferries serves this route. The Pelni ship periodically serves the Tanjung Priok Padang Gunung Sitoli route. In addition to the sea, you can also use air transportation from Medan to Kuala Namu Airport or Binaka to Gunung Sitoli.
The flight is served by Garuda Indonesia and Wings Air. Lisarahoya Beach has a coastline approximately 1,500 meters long, and the coast is lined with hundreds of beautiful pine trees. You can sit under a pine tree to relax and take shelter from the sun. In addition, Hoya Beach also has a clear and pristine water, so you can see up to 8 meters deep. The underwater world of Hoya Beach is very beautiful with colorful coral reefs. You can swim and play on the soft sand. Listener, in addition to swimming and seeing the beauty of Hoya Beach, you can also enjoy the beauty of the sunrise. Come to the beach in the early morning, so that a beautiful moment for romance and photographs is not missed. To be more satisfying for visitors, Hoya Beach is equipped with cottage facilities and stalls serving a variety of tempting seafood. Unfortunately, for those of you who want to spend the night, you cannot spend the night at Hoya Beach, but you can stay at the lodging in Gunung Sitoli City. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Hoya Beach. I'll meet you again in the next Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Nuka, in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about National Consumer Day 2017. Stay tuned. Listener, April 20th was set as National Consumer Day based on Presidential Decree No. 13/2012 about National Consumer Day, with reference to the Act of No. 8, 1999 about the consumer protection. April 20th was selected because of the date is the date of enactment of the Consumer Protection Act. In addition to increasing consumer awareness of their rights and obligation, the National Consumer Day is also expected to place consumers as the subject determinants of economic activities, as well as intelligent consumers who love domestic products. Thus, it is expected that business actors would be motivated to improve the quality of their products and services so that the products are ready to be housed in their own country and are able to compete in the global market. This year, National Consumer Day's theme is Smart Consumer Movement, Independent and Love of Domestic Products, with sub-theme of Smart Consumer with High Nationalism Using Domestic Products. Smart consumers are consumers who are able to enforce their rights in carrying out their obligation, as well as are able
to protect themselves from harmful goods or services. Loving domestic products is a form of pride and love to the people of Indonesia. Using local products can foster a sense of pride and love to the nation of Indonesia in improving Indonesia's economy and to improve the prosperity of society. Listener, the peak event of National Consumer Day is held in Semarang, Central Java. The event began with a seminar, Building Trade Transaction Through a Reliable Electronic, Choir Contest in Semarang, and Distributing Souvenir in Car-Free Day in Jabodetabek, Bandung, and Semarang. The National Consumer Day is also conducted locally in some regions across Indonesia, such as Pariaman and Padang. To commemorate the National Consumer Day 2017, Ministries of Industry, Trade, Cooperative, and Small and Medium Enterprises held Fun Walk with Prize, and also the election of Smart Consumer Ambassador on Sunday, April 17, on the Gandoria Pariaman Beach Stage, Pariaman, West Sumatra. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern. As usual, we start today's Music Corner by listening to one rhythmic rock song arranged by an Indonesian rock musician, Ian Antono, entitled Tangan Tangan Setan.
Tangan-tangan setan telah mulai menuliskan kata asa jadi di setiap titik dan di jalanan menghilangkan keindahan wajah kau tak jadi ter. Nama-nama liarkan kau baca di pagar atau di jalan raya, di mana-mana akan kau temui kata-kata tanpa arti. Ayo pelihara kau tabu, hentikan.
Well, listener, we have just listened to a song from Indonesia's lady rocker, Nicky Astria. She is a singer from Bandung, West Java, who bravely enlivened in Indonesian pop rock music in the 80s to the 90s. At that time, rock song was not very familiar with Indonesians. The rock music is often assumed as a reflection of the explosive soul with a characteristic appearance that is far from clean. That makes rock music not too popular amidst Indonesian people. But if you listen deeply, most of the tones on the rock song are sentimentally rhythmic. There are lyrics which becomes an expression of the music composer. Well, listener, let's listen to a song from Nicky Astria entitled Jarum Neraka.
Thank you.
Nicky's career in the rock music cannot be separated from the role of the rock musician Ian Antono. The strength of the song that becomes her character is sound, which is packed with domination of the voice of the lead guitar metal. No wonder her songs are very popular with young people who search for their identity. Okay then, listener, to close today's editions of Music Corner, let's listen to a song from Nicky Astria entitled Uang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Uang bisa bikin urat senantiara kepala, uang bikin mabuk kepaya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.